Good morning. Welcome. Hour number two begins. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. It is 7:07, and your time check is brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. Top story, UnitedHealthcare CEO Brian Thompson assassinated, basically, broad daylight, New York City yesterday. Killer, as far as we know, as of right now, still on the loose. Locally, Gainesville Holiday Parade, that is Saturday at noon.
Nice.
And Shaquille O'Neal is going to be the grand marshal. That's going to be on West University. So get there a little bit early, and the parade should begin right there around, hopefully right at noon.
Sounds fun.
That's the plan.
There you go.
All right. Also, Supreme Court is looking and hearing oral arguments about a Tennessee law that says, no, we're not going to let minors be fed all kinds of hormones to block puberty, and we're not going to allow for all these surgeries and stuff to take place to change their gender.
You know, the family that this is basically coming from originally, I think that the little boy, which is what he was 7 years old when he started saying, basically, you know, I'm a girl or whatever. And man, it's just shocking, I guess, the road we've gone down in society.
It really is. Well, it's troubling and it's befuddling at the same time, because you say, wait a second, these are people I may work with, I drive on the highways with, I shop in the stores, and how could they have just an unbelievably 180 degree different thought on what I simply call it, I think accurately, but the mutilation of children.
Yeah.
And if a kid says, I'm fat, and clearly they're skin and bones, you would say, oh, I think we might have some sort of an eating disorder related type thing.
You're not going to put them on a diet.
No, but yet a 7 year old has, and I guess under some authorities in some places, to say, I want to change my gender. And
at some point, you
would
start
do
that process. Really? Yeah.
I look, at 7 years old, you're just starting to understand the concept of life and death. In other words, before seven, you see, you know, you hear about death.
Right.
Well, it's like the cartoon. You shoot the guy, and then in the next two frames, the guy's back in the cartoon. I mean, but a seven-year-old with that kind of capacity?
Where are we? Why are we putting these thoughts in their head? That goes back to the problem of so much of this garbage that we see that's being pushed on kids, things that shouldn't even be discussed for them to even have to think about.
I mean, when we break it down, really, we know where it's going to end. It's going to end with, say, this is evil.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
It basically, you know, I mean, That is what this is, the emergence of evil. I mean, think about it. The mutilization of children because they're convinced that perhaps their sadness, their unhappiness can be cured by changing what gender they are. And what is the percentage of people that would be directly impacted by this? It's got to be a pretty small percentage of people overall.
Mm-hmm.
Why would the Democrats, you know, why are they willing to fight and die on that hill?
What's the win for them? Yeah. What is it?
Again, I don't know.
I mean, does it keep a certain segment, even though they're a bunch of incrementally small segments of society voting for them? I mean, I don't get the gain there.
Yeah, I I don't know. It's hard to look at any other way than evil. I mean, children are to be protected.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you're molesting a child surgically, basically.
Sure.
That's what you're doing, and mutilating them.
Yeah.
I
get it. And again, I've seen it. I've told the story in my own family. I've got a cousin who's a nurse, has transitioned her daughter.
But how old was the daughter?
I don't know, 15, 16?
Well,
yeah, teenager.
Yeah, I mean, look, kids in school.
So Chloe is now Cameron. Yeah.
Kids in school can't take an aspirin on their own. It's not like you can put it in your backpack and I know I'm supposed to take this one pill every other day or whatever. Oh, no. All goes through the nurse, the office. And there's probably a good reason for that. But yet, the same kid that can't take an aspirin in school on their own can't be trusted not to share it with somebody or take too many of them. Also possesses in some states the ability to say, hey, I really, I really want that gender change thing.
But no tattoos or piercings on your own. You got to get permission from that, from a parent.
It is. You think about it. It's like the world is upside down. Think about the founding fathers, or just think about your grandparents. Bring them back to life and go, hey, what do you think of this?
Oh, my God.
Do you think any of them would grow up? Well, I mean, I can see their point.
I'm glad my grandmother is not around to see what happened. Seriously.
Story. Democrats pressed Capitol Police to show favoritism to officer who killed J6 protester, according to memos. I wonder, the same people that want to mutilate kids, I wonder if they even know the name Ashley Babbitt. You know?
Right.
Isn't that interesting? I also would say, hey, did cops get killed on January 6th? I bet you the answer would be yes.
They say they did.
But it's not true.
I mean, didn't President Biden even say 5 at one point? Didn't he throw out a number?
Yeah, but he also said that Trump was Hitler and then invited him to the White House.
Well, there's that.
House Democrats pressured U.S. Capitol Police to provide special financial assistance and even a promotion to the officer who fatally shot unarmed protester Ashley Babbitt during the January 6th riot.
Wow.
Yeah, got promoted, got money. Oh, it gets worse than that. And apparently he was unhappy with the special treatment he was getting. Goodness. He thought he should get more.
Oh.
And in testimony, he said, this was Officer Byrd, the one that got promoted, the one that shot Ashley Babbitt, right? Mm-hmm. Unarmed. She was unarmed. We play the game as you request, and then once we're in compliance, you guys change the rules on us. He wrote that to U.S. Capitol Police General Counsel Thomas DiBiase in November of 21 after being informed he wouldn't be able to immediately access charitable funds from a memorial fund for fallen or wounded officers. He's the one that killed the unarmed woman.
And he's going to benefit from
And he wants
fund.
To draw from a memorial fund from fallen or wounded officers.
Oh, my goodness.
And he was able to. He was able to. To some extent. Mm-hmm. They couldn't give him any more than a certain amount, I guess.
Wow.
But then Capitol Police then went and helped him set up a GoFundMe page that landed him more than $160,000 in extra funds. Guess who also helped to promote that and donated? Our old friend Fang Fang's boyfriend, Congressman Eric Swalwell.
Wow.
Yeah. Yep. And
what a messed up scenario.
Yeah. Wow. It's...
You can't make this stuff up because you don't have to.
No.
That's the sad part. Oh, it's irritating.
If you own a business and you basically call, half of your customers racist, your business is probably going to suffer as a result. That's one of the stories we're going to get to after What's Bugging You? And that's coming up next. That's where you call in to air it out, get it off your chest. What's Bugging You is brought to you by Florida Pest Control. The only bugs they can control are litter bugs. Call in now, please. 877-975-9825. And if you don't get through right away, please try back. You're listening to 97.3 The Sky.
Before you get going, air it out.
Oh, man.
What's bugging you?
Prepare for the day.
Morning therapy is a phone call away. 877-W-SKY-TALK. What's bugging you? On 97.3 The Sky.
Life is good. Attitude of gratitude, baby. Yeah, it is 7:21. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. But a different kind of attitude you can, get rid of right now. Yeah, if there's something irritating you. We call the segment What's Bugging You? because it's brought to you by Florida Pest Control. The only bugs they can't control are litter bugs. So call in now, please. 877-975-9825. You don't get through right away, please try back. Good morning, Phil. What's bugging you?
What's bugging me? After seeing that ad for the new Jaguar, they finally displayed what the car looks like, and it goes along with that freak show. Here it is. It's got a super long hood, but there's no engine, no rear view window, no doors. When you want to get in and out of the car, the whole roof and doors are one segment, and they lift up. Now, God forbid you're in a crash. How the hell are they going to get you out? That's what's bugging me.
Maybe that's why it didn't appear in the earlier ads.
It's pretty bad.
They're like, how do we hide this ugly thing?
It is, yeah.
Let's go to John. What's bugging you?
Well, Bob, I tell you, once again, Trump, I hope and pray that you accept no pardons from the left to justify their crucifixion of you as to what they have done to you to remove any guilt they may have. I hope he accepts no pardon. He did nothing wrong. And that's what's bugging me.
Yeah, right on. Let's go to Roy. What's bugging you?
What's bugging me is 4 years ago, the change of power was on January the 6th. This, and 4 years later, it's 14 days later? I don't understand that at all.
No, it's January 20th has historically been the date. Mm-hmm. January 6th occurred when Trump was, that was a time when he was trying to get, what was it, Congress to hold off on certifying the election because basically, you know, they knew what they were doing, the left, the clock ran out on them.
Right.
It wasn't that they didn't have any cases, there just wasn't time to develop the information and the evidence needed to be successful with any of those cases. Let's go, 877-975-9825. Call in now for what's bugging you. Brought to you by Florida Pest Control. And let's go to Mark. Good morning. What's bugging you?
Hey, good morning, Bob and Greg. What's bugging me is that we have not heard from Nostradamus in quite a long time. We rely on him for updates on Ukraine and prognostications regarding world affairs. So I'm just praying he's either stuck in Gainesville traffic or maybe he has the same cheesy phone service as I have. Thanks, guys.
Maybe best thing to do is if we get his phone number next time, just give it to Mark.
Yeah, then they can just talk.
They can have their own bromance going on.
Yeah. God, they can look into the future and the past and have a little conversation or something.
Yeah. Merry Christmas, everybody. 'Tis the season. What's bugging you, Greg? It's got to be so... Oh,
there,
go ahead.
No, go ahead, because...
Well, I don't want to put anybody on the spot, but I know you're waiting to get back in your Jeep.
I am, because it had a recall on it, which I knew going in, which is taking a few days longer than I thought. No, what's bugging me is I was going to buy something for it. I wanted to get just to, you know, do a little maintenance on it. And I look, I believe in capitalism. I believe in profit. It's the American way. But sometimes we see things and you're like, okay, that really is just gouging. I mean, if somebody wants to pay that for something, I was wanting to buy a cabin air filter. And I'd seen them online. Yeah, they're $16-18, something like that.
And it's the cabin inside the car, not like a log cabin. Go ahead.
Yes, yes. It filters the air coming in through your heating and air conditioning system. And I'm seeing they're $16-18, $20 online. You know, it's
how much?
$16-18
Okay,
you know,
all right.
We'll call it $20, and some of them are even marked down to like $12-something, you know, which is fine. But they got to charge you, you know, $10 shipping or whatever. I'm like, eh, that's a little high, you know. Have to pay $25 for a $12 filter.
Might as well give your money and your business to the local folks.
Well, that's what I thought until I went to go get one.
Mm-hmm.
$47 for the $16 filter. Maybe
they're ordering it from the wrong place.
I did not buy it there because I want to keep my dollars local. But and he said, oh, no, that's what we sell all our filters for. $47 for a $16 filter. And it's not like I'm ordering it online from some discount warehouse. No, I'm it's the same thing. It's a business, it's a small business, but it's like. You know, just sell it at retail. I'll pay you the $16 to the $18.
Well, that's the thing. You have to wonder, has business owners, whoever makes these decisions and the pricing decisions, and it may not even be on the local level at all.
Because they're all usually part of a chain, so yeah.
And so you have to wonder, it's like, you know, you get a hold of the CEO, you'd like to go, hey, hey, Charlie, there's this thing. It's called the internet now.
Yeah.
So we can find out the prices for everything, including the vehicles you're selling and all the accoutrements.
Yes.
All of the parts. We can find it all. We can find the pricing on all of it. And because you're here and local, we want to help you out.
Sure.
But don't gouge my eyes out when I come in, because I won't find my way back.
That's a great way to put it. That's a fantastic analogy.
Gouge my eyes out, I may not be able to find your business again.
I have worked at the car business. I've worked at car dealerships. I understand, but usually the worst case was going to be the retail price that everybody can look up. So
yeah, and you've got to look, and I understand there's going to be a certain markup, but
sure there does.
Yeah, when you're taking a product like that and you're almost tripling it,
that's now you're just taking advantage. I know where I won't be buying parts.
Mm-hmm.
Not naming them, but I know where we'll be. Yeah,
there's no reason to.
No, not at all.
And it's not like it's the only place that does that either.
Right. Yep.
Yeah. I'm glad you could get that off your chest, Greg. Oh, we're here for you.
Thank you. Appreciate that.
Thanks, everybody, for participating. What's Bugging You? Brought to you by Florida Pest Control. And coming up, Trump hating and hating Trump supporters. Well, a business owner is finally coming to their realization that, hey, that's hurting my business. Yeah, from the Duh file, next on 97.3 The Sky.
Trending right now on The Sky.
Hunter full and unconditional pardon.
Bail his son out instead of doing what's right.
Biden making a major reversal ahead of his exit from office.
As it happens.
Trump cabinet nominees targeted with death threats.
No one should have to live in fear.
The news station.
Fighting across the Lebanese-Israeli border will end.
There is going to be a mass deportation. Don't test us.
Updates every half hour. Breaking news at once on News Talk 97.3. The Sky.
Well, there you are. Wonder where everybody was at.
Yeah.
It's a chilly start to the morning once again. Happy Thursday. The weekend's almost here. It is 7:35. Your time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. Deny, depose, defend. That was inscribed on the bullet shell casings that were left behind after a gunman basically assassinated UnitedHealthcare CEO Brian Thompson yesterday in New York City. Crazy. The guy has in-house security. He's a CEO. He made $10 million bucks last year, but apparently, allegedly, didn't have the security with him yesterday, and it was clear this was targeted. The guy was lying in wait, had a getaway bicycle, he had gloves. Mask?
Yeah.
Now, there's a lot of avenues that New York police, they're going to utilize as far as CCTV, eyewitnesses, etc. It's not going to be easy.
No.
Not going to be easy peasy to solve, but I feel like because of kind of that, that's a clue. I mean, it really took the time to put that on the on the bullet shell casings. Deny on one, depose on another, defend. So
that's interesting.
Yeah, and apparently his weapon jammed up at one point, and
oh yeah, he cleared it.
Apparently, the effectiveness or quickness or coolness of which the way he conducted that clearing led some people to believe, well, you know, this probably ain't the first time he held a pistol.
No, it's not. He knew what he was doing.
Yeah.
Yep.
So we'll see where it leads, but I would say it probably leads to a very personal story, somebody who feels like they were wrongly treated or a loved one was by the company.
You're going to get up close and personal within, 10 feet and shoot somebody?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And then some were saying, oh, what, was it a hit? A hit, man, to do something. So now, this was done publicly to leave a message, and they left the message, and I deposed, defend. I don't think a quote-unquote pro would do something in such a public setting because
Well, they're leaving themselves open for capture.
Getting caught.
Yeah.
All right. We'll see.
We will see. But that is definitely one of the top stories. So Trump haters and haters of Trump supporters paying a price. Yeah, this story will make your hair curl. No, your hair is going to be a mess because you're not going to go to this salon anymore.
Okay.
An Idaho beauty salon. You know, the weird thing is when you go there, Idaho, you get your hair, you know, every time you want, hey, Mr. Potato Head. I'm like, no, I'm not from here.
No.
You all are the potato heads.
Yeah.
Anyway, so the salon owner, she is seeing customers dropping like flies, her language, right?
Yeah.
After calling supporters of President-elect Donald Trump racist, homophobic, and misogynistic.
Oh, my goodness.
And where did they go? She probably didn't realize maybe that a substantial amount of her clientele were indeed Trump supporters.
Surprise!
Tiffany Prickett of Voyage Salon in Coeur d'Alene. I understand it's a beautiful, beautiful town.
Okay.
I've never been. She is suffering. She even admitted that she's suffering the consequences of her own actions.
Well, so, good.
Yeah, she's come to the realization. She put out a TikTok video posted days after the November election saying that one of her longtime clients demanded a refund after she went on an anti-Trump tirade.
Wow.
So this is me suffering the consequences of my own action. I just had a client send her husband into my salon and demand a refund for gift cards pre-purchased because of my stance that if you support a racist, homophobic, misogynistic rapist and you're okay with those things because you supported them, that you are in fact those things.
She's just picking up the
You're in fact those things. If you support this guy, you're a misogynistic rapist.
Right. All the lines from the Democratic Party. All the same bullet points everybody used.
The owner of the salon goes on, and the customer, she was so offended by that. And the husband said, he said she did not feel comfortable coming to my salon anymore. Yeah.
Well, yeah.
Don't blame her.
Call me names? Absolutely.
Yeah. I mean, that's strong language.
Sure it is.
And so not only are you ripping to shreds, you know, the president or the president-elect, but probably more importantly, because, you know, freedom of speech, you can say what you want about.
Sure you can.
But when you talk about the supporters.
Yeah.
And then they also just happen to be customers of yours.
Whoops.
Yeah. And the only thing I could think of is, look, you know, maybe she sniffed a little too much of that formula where they either straighten hair out or make it curly, you know. That perm, those perm chemicals, I think they killed a lot of brain cells. All right. She added that the client she lost had been coming to her salon for 15 years and admitted she was very good to me.
Wow.
Wow. So can you believe that a homophobic, racist, misogynistic rapist was a customer of yours and treated you well? How would you explain that? Davis Gainesville Chevrolet Skylines and Donnie, you're on the air.
Hey, good morning, Bob. That story about the CEO that was shot. Funny, I don't hear anybody talking about the rhetoric surrounding greedy CEOs and insurance companies denying people coverage when they need it the most from people like Bernie Sanders and Pocahontas up there in Massachusetts. Nobody mentioned that at all. When are we going to get around to that examination?
You know, that's a good question. And I'm not sure. I guess the cliche term would be it's too soon. We don't know that his position at the healthcare company had anything to do with his assassination, basically. I mean, we don't know that. It may or may not have. But if you're talking about, the indictment of these very wealthy CEOs that, in fact, make a lot of their bonuses and a vast majority of their pay made on basically squeezing it out of their customers by restricting procedures, by restricting payment for procedures, by restricting medications, et cetera.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, look, let's be honest. Here's what happens. the company, you know, let's say your HR people or whatever, they go, we're shopping for a healthcare plan. Well, you know, they're going to get, you know, several, hopefully, that they can choose from. But really, they're going to sell you on, hey, we're going to keep your costs down, man. We are nasty. We're nasty. And we are cold hearted. We don't care. I mean, I hate to say it like that, but it's
the reality.
Yeah. Yeah. Beware of any company that tells you, you know, how valuable that their people are. If you have a chance, run like hell. Run. Our people. People are so valuable to us. Ugh.
Until they're replaced by artificial intelligence.
Yeah. Yeah. True. Hey, President-elect Donald Trump announced another pick. This is a former Senator Kelly Loeffler, the Republican out of Georgia, and picked to serve as administrator of the Small Business Administration. All right. And look, that's probably a good gig, a big gig in a Trump administration, because Trump is very supportive of small businesses. Mm-hmm. In a post on Truth Social, Trump praised Loeffler as a tremendous fighter while serving in the United States Senate during Trump's first term as president. Trump added that Loeffler helped to pass the first ever bill to protect women in sports. Yep. I'm very pleased to nominate business leader and former U.S. Senator Kelly Loeffler from the great state of Georgia to serve as administrator of the Small Business Administration. Small businesses are the backbone of our great economy. Kelly will bring her experience in business and Washington to reduce red tape and unleash opportunity for our small businesses to grow, innovate, and thrive.
I like it.
And under Trump, you know, they will thrive because he'll roll back some of the, you know, the regulations and other things that stop or hinder small businesses from even launching, let alone their ability to grow and compete. It is 7:45. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. The Bob Rose Show podcast available wherever you normally download your podcasts. Just click subscribe. You're listening to 97.3 The Sky. Happy Thursday. That chilly weather, hopefully it's bringing on the holiday spirit, because we need it. It is 7:50, 10 minutes till 8 o'clock. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. One of your top stories, the UnitedHealthcare CEO, Brian Thompson, killed in cold blood, assassinated on the streets of New York. And the gunman, as far as we know, the killer, still at large.
Yep.
What's the motivation behind it, when apparently either etched or written or whatever in some way on the bullet casings found, deny, depose, defend.
Doesn't that sound like something out of a movie? I mean, seriously.
Really does.
And like, you're on the case trying to find this serial killer or whatever usually, but it's like, yeah, that's not by accident. No, that's all intentional.
Hey, I got a question for you, Greg.
Uh-oh.
If you kill somebody named Kellogg, does that automatically make you a serial killer?
Wow.
Isn't that profound?
I hadn't thought about it that way.
Yeah, I did. I don't know what made me think of it, but these are the kind of things I think about.
Just sometimes you don't have to say them out loud.
Yeah, it's, I don't know if the medication makes me better or not.
I don't know.
But here I is.
Mm-hmm. Your bee's here.
All right. Oh, World War III was about to break out. I thought I should throw that in.
Thanks.
Appreciate the show.
That.
Yeah. A German military helicopter was fired on by a Russian ship in the Baltic Sea.
Stop it, people. Come on, stop.
Baltic Sea. Oh, I'm confusing it with Baltic Avenue. Think about it. Well, how else can you relate to that, if you're being honest?
Absolutely no other way. No. It's either the water or avenue. Absolutely.
Right. Yep. Okay. So anyway, the latest escalation.
Huh.
Tensions. Moscow. And the West.
But don't go shooting at the Germans. I mean, you got your thing going on with, you know, Ukraine. That's kind of one thing, but yeah, I don't know.
Well, again, that's a NATO partner.
I know.
That's not smart.
No, it's not.
Federal German Armed Forces helicopter shot at by a Russian ship, Baltic Sea, with a signaling flare. It's a signaling flare, but apparently they shot it right at the helicopter. Yeah, that would kind of be an irritant, to say the least.
Yeah.
When this event is alleged to have taken place isn't exactly clear, but a German publication states the Russian ship responsible for the dangerous act was a tanker. A tanker?
What?
You're shooting flares at a German military helicopter.
And you're a tanker.
But you're in...
You're just stupid. That's what is what you are.
Yeah.
That's a good way to get shot.
A signal flare launcher, generally a gun in the conventional sense, and fires a rocket-propelled pyrotechnic that gives off a great deal of heat and light to assist search and rescue operations or for other communications at sea. Other forms of flares are used as countermeasures, as the emission of heat and light can be used to protect ships, you know, that would be, what, heat-seeking type devices on missiles and such.
Crazy stuff here.
And while they're not meant as weapons, the directed energy and high heat could pose some risk, particularly to aviation. Yeah, When a flock of birds can take down a large aircraft, a hot, red-hot flare, firing, burning flare, shot at you?
Not good.
Probably going to get your attention at the very least. Baltic Sea incident appears to have come to light after it was referred to by the German Federal Minister of Foreign Affairs. And this was, I guess, in a NATO conference, but it was, you know, they call it at the sidelines of a NATO conference. So I don't know if it was brought up as part of an official record. Concerns about the state of relations between Russia and the West are high. Talk of escalation widespread in European capitals. All right. At the time of publication, Germany's defense ministry has only said no comment, at least so far. So who are you going to send? Tucker. Send Tucker to Moscow. You don't even have to send him. He's returned to Moscow.
Wow.
In order to interview the Russian foreign minister, Sergei Lavrov. Details on that coming up. Davis Gainesville, Chevrolet Skylines, and Lars from Mars, you're on the air.
Yeah, genuinely, that was used as a communication device simply because the guys in the sky can't see the guys on the deck shooting birds at them. Thank you very much.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, but look, when you have this kind of tension running high.
Oh, yeah.
You know that there's communications of, you know, not to engage or to engage. I don't think they, if a ship's captain's going to take it upon himself going, well, I don't like how close that guy's flying, I'm going to shoot a flare at him. I mean,
yeah,
I mean,
there's a difference between when you've got a tanker or you've got a cargo ship and you know that there's pirates, which there are in certain areas. But if you can't identify a military helicopter from a country, you probably shouldn't be trying to warn them off with anything.
Yeah, that's, it wouldn't be randomly shooting flares.
No, these aren't Somali pirates on a little boat or something. So no.
Unless they quickly put out a statement and said, we thought you were Somali pirates.
Yeah.
They don't
usually have helicopters. No, they don't.
Don't think. In February, Tucker Carlson was in Moscow to interview Russian President Vladimir Putin in what was widely criticized as a softball exchange in which he did not press the Russian president at all. Yeah, but at least there was a conversation. Has Joe Biden even attempted such a thing? No.
He's too busy talking to China.
But he'll yell at Israel for a ceasefire and, hold back weapons and such.
Yeah.
Yeah. And Tucker is very tight with Trump. So I think this will turn out to be a good thing. We shall see. All right. We've got a lot more to talk about. Hang on.